As they heard the voice of Elohim's own words, the sound of a ram's horn blasting, you shall be a kingdom of priests, you shall
Chratzaniv Mishpocha.
Chratzaniv Mishpocha, kings and priests of Israel.
Chratzaniv means moving our patterns in an aware, alert, decided, determined way so that those who would be our programmers or our handlers can no longer lead us around by the nose. We want to take every thought captive to Torah, as 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us.
So that we are dividing the darkness from the light, as Scripture promises us. And in on the Sermon on the Mount, our Messiah said that we will know the difference between the people of the intelligent people they send against us to deceive us. We will know from our hearts the truth, and it's only putting Torah in our hearts in alignment with Him where we can divide out the darkness from the light in the revealing.
And so we have a newsletter that goes out twice a week, and you can get in contact with us from HebrewNation.net at the deprogramming group, or PetRanch@Dishmail.net, or now Hebrew Nation has put out some easier email addresses, Tamara or Todd at HebrewNation.net also. And just know that we work real hard to answer all of your emails within 2 days. So if you haven't heard from us, something's going wrong.
Okay, so today we're going to get into today's show, which is going to be about Madonna's satanic halftime show during the Super Bowl, which is tied into their 8 Saturnalia celebrations or Shabbats. They don't call them Shabbats, they call them
Sabbats.
Sabbats. They call them Sabbats, and there's 8 of them.
Which you can get all kinds of information on this from Maria Marola. She did an incredible show that just happened to tie in. You know, while we're working on this report for you guys, she's putting out the same information, so Father's really working magnificently in the body.
It's a must-hear program, Amish Boka. You go and listen to that so that you can understand the ceremonies and the rituals that they are performing before our eyes. They're causing all the people to worship Satan in these ceremonies, and the Super Bowl is at the time of the February celebration. So let's get into Tehillim and Psalms 12:8. The scriptures say the wrong walk around on every side when worthlessness is exalted among the sons of men, and that's precisely what was going on during that Super Bowl. And then Psalms 11:7 says, Yahuwah is righteous. He has loved righteousness. The upright shall see his face.
If you don't think football is a scam, you're in for a surprise. Because this Super Bowl has huge keys revealing just how staged this farce is. Mass programming, mass worship is what they're after. And mind-numbed humans, Americans especially, are giving it to them. There's a great quote from Sharon Gilbert, who is of a writer's mind. She said, as 111 million sets of eyeballs stared at the civilized warfare, interrupted over and over by beer and wild women, we overindulged in celebratory food, beer, and camaraderie. This shared experience thrills those who believe in a global consciousness, and the halftime show provided this earth-mind moment with 13 minutes of black magic to seal the deal, and that is how long Madonna's satanic halftime show went, which was laden with symbolic imagery. And if you understand the language of symbols, you understood what was just presented and ritualistically performed in front of the American people, in front of the globe.
The first of their 8 Sabbats is Imbolc, and it's the celebration of Valentine's Day, and it goes from February 2nd to the 15th. And the Super Bowl is the beginning of this first feast for them during the year. So the entire thing is the men are like priests on the field of the old days during the Roman Empire, beating upon one or throwing around the sacrificed skin of a goat or a human body or a child today.
It's a pig.
It's a pig, but it's also a pig skin, with the priestesses, the cheerleaders, jiggling and and tantalizing the whole sexualized ritual for the Valentine's Day of the 14th, to where they will impregnate the priestesses after the men get done with their homosexual ritual sacrificing ceremony of the child, like they had a meeting before, right before the end of February, and right at the end of January at the Bohemian Grove, in order to usher in. We were at the Bohemian Grove, where they have a Molech ritual of a child sacrifice that they do in July, which is another one of their ritual times of the Saturnella or Sabbats.
And so we had TSA there this time, too. And so everybody had to go through the body scanners, naked body scanners, and be felt up, you know, which is, of course, a sexual humiliation, sexual harassment, all adding to the fury and the frenzy of what's going on here. And it wasn't missed on some of our listeners, just like it hasn't been missed for us for a while, that NFL... Well, that coincides with Strong's number H5303, which is the Nun Pela Med. That's the exact description given of the Nephilim, and that's in Genesis 6.
So Genesis 6 reads, "The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of Elohim came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, the men of name." Luke 17 alludes to the antediluvians watching Monday Night Football.
Perhaps that's what one of our listeners was thinking.
Yes. Luke 17:26, "And as it came to be in the days of Noah, so also shall it be in the days of the son of Adam." And Luke 17:27 says, "They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah went into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all." And that's precisely where we're at with this Super Bowl and the corruption in our society, as they raise up the goddess Ishtar, who will give birth to her son, that would be Osiris, in that line of Egyptian thinking. So it could be also Horus or Nimrod is where it goes all the way back to, where you had Semiramis, his mother, giving birth to him, and they got married and then had a child. And that's where all the corruption began, where Horus married his own mother. Luke 17:28 says, "And likewise," or Nimrod married his own mother. And Luke 17:28 says, "And likewise, as it came to be in the days of Lot, they were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, then they were building."
So last night at the Super Bowl, what we had was the Giants versus the Patriots. It was an epic war, and between the Patriots, who are those who hope to prevent the New World Order, and the Giants, the overlords, or even the biblical Nephilim. And they drew, according to NBC's estimates, about 111 million viewers. That number represents a perverse sort of trinity in occult circles, and it's also a shorthand way of saying 666. The other interesting thing is that the winning touchdown was by number 44. Is this coincidence? Let's see. Who's number 44? Well, Obama is our 44th president. And in 2008, the Giants won the Super Bowl, which was Obama's election year. And then to 2012, now his election year is coming back up, and the Giants are winning again.
Which suggests that Obama is Nimrod being reborn again in the Ishtar Easter service. That is going to be coming about this year when they do the Easter Saturnella worship or Sabbat in direct opposition to our father's Passover.
And so also Mark Twain, he wrote multiple versions of a story about a character of Satan, and in those stories, Satan was referred to as number 44. Now we're going to get into some of the symbolism that went on in that halftime show, where Madonna, she came in herself dressed in a way that highly resembles an ancient Sumerian or Babylonian goddess, Inanna or Ishtar. Now Ishtar was a powerful and assertive goddess whose areas of control and influence included warfare, love, sexuality, prosperity, fertility, and prostitution. She sought the same existence as men, enjoying the glory of battle and seeking sexual experiences. Madonna's portrayal as Ishtar is therefore quite interesting, as one can argue that the pop singer has embodied throughout her entire career the same assertive yet highly sexual qualities of Ishtar, even achieving a state of power in the music industry that's usually reserved to men. And then on an esoteric level, Ishtar is associated with the planet Venus, known as the morning star or the evening star, a name also attributed to Lucifer in occult schools. And we're quoting from the Vigilant Citizen. We have several articles, so you can get this whole report from us at petranch@dishmail.net. And just to go over also Ishtar as she came in, the major theme here was Rome and Egypt. It was a mixture of Egyptian, Babylon, and Rome. Everything, all the scenery and the costumes and everything.
And that means the stage and everything. You see the winged serpent god on the stage with the coming of the planet Nibiru, where some people show this, and it's all the ancient symbols of the dark sun in the center with wings coming off the side. And then the Romans and the Egyptian mixture is the Illuminati religion with their symbolism dotted throughout the entire thing, with an all-seeing eye on the entire football field in a holographic picture swallowing up all the stars of heaven.
I don't know if it was a hologram necessarily.
It was a projection of some kind.
So you actually have a whole entire... with this theme, she actually speaks about we're ready for a new world.
New world. And you want to love Madonna, love Madonna. They kept repeating that over and over again. It was a little hard for us to hear all the words, which there are sites where you can get the entire wordage, but you can definitely go and see the entire halftime show as well.
We have links to all that on the report.
In the paper, yep. So and then we're going on to the beast, the Baphomet, Lucifer. He's presented in the halftime show later on as Madonna, which represents the fallen Babylon of America, the whore, falling down on our knees and being destroyed unto the sacrifice to the beast Baphomet.
And there was this guy dancing around, and people were wondering if it was either Lucifer or if it was Mercury, you know, which god it was. Now, so if it was Lucifer,
then you have in Act One, you have in the Vogue track, which is a synchronized dance song. Vogue was a song that Madonna was made popular for back in the 80s?
Yeah.
And we see a black guy dancing around Madonna with angels, wings, and harp. Now, black is significant because the Illuminati dress in black robes and hold lighted torches in their hands to participate in this illumination ceremony. Lucifer was the angel of music, and she is saying that music is the key in order to get into everyone.
Yeah, she said the music's going to unite all the people and bring them all together. It's a spell. This is a spell that she's casting over everybody.
That's right. They're literally doing a sacrificial ceremony, preparing for the sacrifice for their bonfires that they'll do in the fall as one of their eight sabbats. And they do it every year, so that's when you know. That's why they always have an October surprise and war breaks out.
Lucifer's the angel of music and arts before he or she fell from heaven.
The wings that appear to be feathers on Madonna of an angel are really webbed wings, which are associated with Lucifer. Photos from the Roman era. Two male dancers that got down on all fours like the Muslims do when they pray to Allah. Most cheerleading teams do not actually assume a prostration position when building a pyramid, but in satanic rituals, it is believed that Lucifer or the devil would assume a prostration position, and the witches would line up and kiss his anus as a sign of respect. We not only saw a classic Lucifer ritual pose, but we also saw the quick building of a pyramid by her dancers. Male dancers made a quick pyramid, and Madonna slithered through the pyramid like a snake, in essence, coming out of the womb as well. The pyramid in the photo is Satan's pyramid and an occult seal used to invoke Satan during rituals.
You can see that photo on the actual link from the report.
And she's making hand signs. This is all about making the signs of Baphomet, which was made multiple times throughout it. Now, the interesting thing is when you take it back to the Roman celebrations of this Valentine's Day and this Saturnella stuff of the eight sabbats, you had Romulus and Remus, who were the two male figures who supposedly started Rome. And it's at the Bohemian Club where the males get together and have their homosexual activities in order to gain their priestly powers to slap into the fertility of the priestly women that are writhing around them for the culmination on Valentine's Day the 14th.
And interestingly enough, the same symbology that you'll hear in Maria's show is what you're seeing in this halftime show. Virgins, whores, orgies, sex, homosexuality, blood sacrifice, rituals, the throne. And then the winged sun disc, which the Egyptian mystics used this winged sun disc for ritualistic magics and invocations. This thing, and in Babylon and Samaria, I mean, this thing appears everywhere.
Molech, most importantly to us, Mishpokah in Israel, when we went away from him and took other Shabbats and ended up sacrificing our children like we do with the 50 million plus abortions today in this country.
So along the same lines as you're having, there was chimera. There was like human animal hybrids dancing around, and there were superhumans that, you know, this was like an orgy with all of these things. And then you had sex kitten beta mind programming from the MK Ultra we've talked about. You had a lot of those types of imagery in there also. And then one of the huge things that we all recognize easily is the Illuminati one eye.
Yeah, we saw the one eye over and over and over again throughout the rituals. Now, the importance of the new moon or the full moon ritual is that it's in the middle of the month of the Ides of March. Caesar was killed on that day, and they believe that each month has a spirit to it, which there are 12 of them, 12 constellations, the exact opposite of our Father and his constellations in the heavens above.
And the Ides isn't just the Ides of March. It's the Ides of every month. That means the middle of the month.
The middle of the month, and that is when our full moon is all the time, and that's the illuminated one. The moon is a false light versus the true light of the sun, our sun.
And so 2 days before the full moon, around that, we had this huge Super Bowl, you know, black magic ritual where this spell was cast over the entire public.
And interesting, I just want to throw this in here right now, the sun has been absolutely quiet as the people prepared in their hearts for this upcoming excitement that was coming. It's an anticipation that builds, and we saw the same thing happen before Christmas this year, that the sun quieted down, very few solar spots, and then right after sunspots, and there was only a corona hole, which is a dark hole that it was buffeting the earth at that time. And so and then right after the Super Bowl, starting today and yesterday, we have great advancements towards war, withdrawing of ambassadors from Syria. There's earthquakes and volcanoes and just huge amount of stuff that happened today across the earth, and that's on Extinction Protocol.
Which makes sense because the moon cycle is very important in the Illuminati rituals. What they do whenever the ritual is done, it'll be in full force because the ritual grows with the moon. And so this was very important how they did this. It was important to them. Also, you'll see the letter M all over the place during this show. And the letter M, that is the 13th letter of the alphabet. It represents the 13 satanic bloodlines. It also stands for Mason, as in Freemason. And so that was very significant throughout the show, too.
Then this is also the 13 bloodlines, which is to show on the presidents. They're the ones, the presidents, the major heads, the corporations, all their little minions. They all gather at the Bohemian Grove each year, and it's throughout the year and at various places around the planet at these groves, just like they used to do. They used to put up groves and set up the pillar of jealousy, which is the penis of Osiris. That was when Nimrod was chopped to pieces by Shem in the book of Jasher. He was scattered throughout the 10 regions of the empire. That's why we have 10 horns in the book of Revelation, which are the 10 kings that will be ruled by one little horn, which comes up, which is Israel with its Kabbalistic, Madonna, Kabbalistic, Satanism. All Kabbalah is an amalgamation of all pagan past black arts into one understanding, which is corrupted of our Hebrew language and our Torah.
A lot of people just consider this performance as entertaining, as an interlude to the most important football game of the year. But those who understood the symbol literacy, we understand that Madonna's halftime show was a big celebration of the Illuminati industry and its grand priestess, Madonna. Because a week before the Super Bowl, Madonna was on Anderson Cooper, and she described the spiritual importance she was attributing to her halftime show. She said, "The Super Bowl is kind of like the Holy of Holies in America. I'll come at halfway of the church experience, and I'm going to have to deliver a sermon. It'll have to be very impactful." Well, that's rather appropriate that this Kabbalah initiate would refer to the Super Bowl as the Holy of Holies, as this is the name of the most sacred place in Solomon's temple. No one was ever permitted to enter the Holy of Holies but the high priest. This privilege was only granted on the Day of Atonement to offer the blood of sacrifice and incense before the mercy seat. So Madonna's analogy was therefore telling of the mindset behind her performance. On this Super Bowl Day of Atonement, Madonna, the high priestess of the Illuminati industry, entered the Holy of Holies of America and delivered a 13-minute sermon that was heard by all but understood by few.
And it's right in the middle. Again, it was right in the middle of the football game, right in the middle of the Ides of the football game, in the middle of the month.
And during this mythologically charged setting, all of this stuff that she's showing, she performed her song Vogue. And during the performance, you saw the covers of Vogue magazine being displayed. Well, Vogue magazine is a publication that is at the forefront of Illuminati symbolism and fashion. They're always showing Illuminati signs. And then she also just signed with Interscope Records, which was one of the main purveyors of Illuminati symbolism in the music industry. Her whole halftime performance was a launching of her now $40 million three-album relationship with this label. And it was shown that even though she's an industry icon, she's pioneered most of the themes that pop modern pop stars still exploit, she has to fit the mold and embrace the same symbolism that rookie pop stars are being forced to do. You see it everywhere. The Vigilant Citizen's a great place for that.
And when Tamara says rookie pop stars, all the things like Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and rap stars, I mean, there's all kinds of them. They were all preparing for this one event to raise up the Madonna. She is the high priestess of Ishtar. She is the high priestess of the Illuminati to bring the people into this blood sacrificing ritual of children so that they can burn the bones that they sacrifice at Ishtar into the bone fires in the fall.
And so
at Halloween.
The end of the song is where you see the hellfire and the abyss, and like a prayer is what gets prayed. The lyrics to it are really important. And so Todd's going to describe what happens.
Yeah, the stage morphs into the setting for the final scene, and the lights show us a black sun. The imagery here is one of a sacrifice. This time it is the woman who must die. We see a chorus in black and white, a choir behind them in black and white, led by the beast, which is now staying on stage with her.
And his name is CeeLo. He's a performer.
And two women, one on either side of the woman, turn away as if to show rejection of the beast. The priest steps forward just after Madonna sings, and it feels like home. The two now stand side by side as if in agreement. The platform rises into the air while the chorus dances and sings with them. And this is not unlike the Olympic ceremony of the last Olympics that we just told you about, the London bus bombing, the explosion, and the rising of the Madonna that's coming up in the London Olympics, which there's a winter Olympics and there's a summer Olympics, and they're done every 4 years, but they come on 2 year cycles because of it. And that is according to their Saturnalias, which are lined up with the equinoxes and the
solstices,
and they have midsummer solstices and midsummer, you know, equinoxes in between. So that gives them eight. That's the eight spokes of the wheel in those symbolisms, like on the Eucharist.
And so the actual lyrics of the song, like a prayer, is in the midnight hour, I can feel your power. Just like a prayer, I want to take you there. I hear your voice. It's like an angel sighing, I have no choice. I hear your voice. Feels like flying. I close my eyes. Oh God, I think I'm falling out of the sky. I close my eyes. Heaven, help me.
Heaven, help me. She says she has no choice because she's given herself over, and that's what they want. That's the power that we have, Mishpoka, is to choose.
And so as she sings these lyrics, the light show forms a black swirling pit like a black hole or abyss below the stage. And this odd black hole fans out as the choir sings, it's like a dream to me. Slowly forming the nations of the world, Madonna leaves the platform, climbing up the stage stairs, leaving the beast in sole control of the new world order. And now the camera centers on her, you know, Isis, Semiramis, Whore of Babylon, who's climbed the stairs, and she repeats, life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like... And then suddenly she disappears, falling into the stars.
Boom, she's blown away. America's gone. It's sacrificed, and it disseminates peace throughout the world. Because once America is knocked down in the dirt, then the beast will rise up and take control, and everyone will follow him to save us from the destruction that has come upon the earth, that they are sorcerizing right now
America
in the Middle East
this.
And this country.
America was formed to birth
That's
the
right.
beast. And
to
now
birth
she's
Apollyon.
Sacrificed. Mm-hmm. And the beast comes forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we get into the light sticks.
Light sticks are used in Illuminati rituals to worship Lucifer, and they are often held by the observers of the rituals as a way of participating. She basically did a classic musician performance of casting a spell on her audience and fooling them into satanic worship. Don't forget that before Madonna put on the black robe, her dancers were in red, gold, and black outfits, colors of the Roman Empire as well, and some were in red and white, which... are colors that one uses to worship Lucifer. The entire show had a Lucifer color theme. So through the corruption of our feast days and changing it into all the ones that we've been doing, like Christmas and Easter and Halloween and Thanksgiving and all the differences of them, they literally have had our nation worshiping Lucifer in the ceremonies to the culmination in our lawlessness to where we are lustfully desiring this.
So what did this ritual mean? This was a satanic ritual and a classic petition to Satan in an effort to call for chaos chaos, out of order. Because many people think the Illuminati wants order out of chaos. That's simply not true. This is what this article is saying. According to the Illuminati text, the fallen one desires chaos out of order, that they will take what is orderly and make it chaotic. So this ritual done by Madonna, along with millions of Americans, spells wars, disease, and a crashing of the old world order. While the lights at the end say world peace, it doesn't matter what you see, but instead you have to look at what they do and what is their definition of peace.
So keep looking up, Mishpokah, and keep studying and dividing out the darkness from the light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.